The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
There are several common attitudes and beliefs about spiritual matters, Christianity, and various world religions. Among them, the most common are, most people don't really think about God all that much. They never really consider their eternal destiny, but believe they'll be fine, and they really don't know much at all about the Bible or what it says, but they make drastic, sweeping assumptions about it. Perhaps the most important thing to note is that most people today believe spirituality should be an individual, private thing, not something talked about, and certainly no one should seek to convert anyone else to their faith. It's whatever you believe is a common theme. This is moral relativism. Your truth may not be my truth, and the very idea of truth is an ever-changing concept. What was true 100 years ago may not be true today. While that may be correct when it comes to our knowledge of science and technology or the cost of living or a myriad of other ever-changing things in our world. But when it comes to the things of nature and nature's God, there absolutely are absolute truths which never change. They never changed and they never will change. Some things in this world are just plain natural and true. An example of absolute truth is that in all species of animals and plants, there are two genders, male and female. It takes both genders to reproduce. Two females cannot reproduce, nor can two males. Further, only females can conceive and bear children, but they can't do it without a male father, and only mothers are able to breastfeed their babies. Now, today's leftist lunatics will try to tell you there are 72 genders and they can't define what a woman is. Certainly, they can go to great lengths to try to prove transgenderism as a real thing, that it's possible for a male to transition to a female. But the absolute truth is, they can take sterilizing drugs, they can get themselves disfigured through diabolical surgeries, and they can play dress-up all they want. But a male can never be anything other than a male, and despite the purple hair, piercings, tattoos, butch haircuts, and foul-mouthed vocabularies, a female can never possibly transition to be a male. Such ideas are delusional, the product of depraved minds that choose to believe the lies of Satan, the enemy of our souls. For centuries, people heard, believed, and knew the truth about the one true God of creation and His Son, Jesus Christ. But today, when approached with the gospel message, people will say, "That's fine if that's what you believe, but don't try to tell me about it." When pressed, most people seem to conclude that all the religions of the world ultimately lead to the same God, like spokes of a wheel leading to a center point. So if you believe in Buddha or Allah or Jesus Christ, that's your option. All these are equally valid and all ultimately lead to the center and to God. Now, if this is your belief, then it's terribly intolerant for someone to say that there's only one way to God and we can't all just coexist because all the other symbols on that bumper sticker are paying homage to false gods and doctrines of demons. Yes, to our limited human understanding, it would certainly make sense that all the peoples of the world seek God in their own way, following their own traditions. All the peoples of the world believe in a God, and as long as you believe it and follow your religion to the best of your ability and live a good life and try your best to be a good person, you will ultimately find God because there are as many paths to Him as there are people in the world. This way of thinking makes perfect sense to imperfect, ignorant, and self-centered human beings, many of whom believe they themselves are God. At the same time, the truth of the gospel is often considered nonsense to these same people, who, by the way, are perishing by their refusal to open their minds to the truth we've so graciously been given. These are just regular, ordinary, everyday people from all over the world. Wherever you go, the attitude seems to be the same. One, there are many paths to God. Two, follow your path, your religion, to the best of your ability, and you'll get to heaven in the end. And three, whatever you believe is fine. As long as you're a good person, God will understand, forgive you of any wrongdoing, and welcome you to heaven. And four, don't try to tell me what you believe. That's fine if that's what you believe, but don't try to make me believe. So following this logic, believing something then makes it true? As long as you believe it, it's true? That's basically what they're saying. Okay, so let's see if that theory holds true anywhere else in the world. Let me provide an example. If I had jokingly told my kids when they were small, guess what, today I ordered us an in-ground heated swimming pool. They'll be coming to start work on it next week. As young children, they might have believed me. Really? Wow, Dad, is it a big one? When will it be done? Not knowing any better, they would hardly be able to contain their excitement. They could see themselves jumping in right then. My wife, on the other hand, would know that I was only joking. So imagine, the kids believed it, my wife did not. So because my kids believed it, does that mean that for them there's a brand new in-ground heated swimming pool in our backyard? And because my wife didn't believe me, for her there is no pool? That's a ridiculous example, you say. Really? But the kids believed it. They should have a pool because whatever you believe is fine. As long as you're a good person, you'll get what you believe. Well, bottom line is, we always had lots of grass in our backyard, but there was never a pool. Sorry, kids. Let me give you another example. Many years ago, I changed my cell phone number. I tried to inform as many people as I could that the number had changed, but there were still a lot of people who believed my old number was still my number. These folks tried to call me, but got someone else. Now, why would that happen? They believed they had the right number. They even dialed it twice to be sure. Why didn't they get a hold of me? The keys on a keyboard are laid out in a particular pattern, one that we learn and memorize when we learn to type. As long as we begin typing a letter, article, or message with our fingers in the proper place on home row, what we type will make sense. But if we deviate by moving our fingers over by just one key, we can type away forever, but all we'll end up with is gibberish. Likewise, if I go to play my guitar and place my fingers on the fretboard in such a way as to form a proper chord, what I attempt to play will sound right. But if just one finger is in the wrong position, or on the wrong fret, or on the wrong string, everyone will immediately know there is such a thing as absolute truth, and the absolute opposite. You see, folks, it doesn't matter what you believe if it isn't true. If you believe something that isn't true, then it isn't true regardless of how much belief you may have. Some have said it's not what you believe, but who you believe. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John 14:6. That may sound intolerant, but in fact, it is just simply true. Satan is our enemy. He plots day and night against us. The last thing he wants is for us to know the truth. Unlike my joke about a swimming pool or making a mistake with a phone number, a keyboard, or a guitar, Satan's lies are designed to be deadly. Many can see the folly of following the violent religion of Islam, yet many more believe it. We can look back to 1997 and remember in sadness and amazement at the Heaven's Gate cult. Most people realize it was ridiculous to think that a spaceship was cloaked in the tail of the Hale-Bopp comet, yet 39 people believed it so strongly they committed suicide to meet that spaceship. We also remember, in horror, the sickening images in the news in 1978 when 900 people believed so strongly in Pastor Jim Jones that they followed them to their deaths in the jungles of Guyana. So remember these things before you have the attitude of, "That's fine if that's what you believe." It's not fine. Believing lies can kill you, and believe it or not, some people knowingly choose to believe lies. 2 Thessalonians 2, "And with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Satan is the father of lies. Perhaps one of his biggest is the lie that says we're more compassionate if we're more tolerant of other views, even if they're in error. In reality, we're not more compassionate, just more cowardly. It takes courage to share your faith, more courage than many people can muster. In our desire to not offend anyone, many Christians stand idly by as our friends and loved ones and acquaintances go happily through life, ignoring God and believing all is well. Parents often think it's more loving to be non-judgmental, accepting, and affirming when their children fall victim to the woke mind virus and declare that they're now homosexual or transgender, or when they turn away from God and accept some weird New Age form of false spirituality. But Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father but by me." We could have told them the truth in love, but instead we wanted them to like us. It was more tolerant and affirming to let them believe whatever they believed, and so many love them straight to hell. But with so many religions in the world, how do we know that Christianity is the one true way to God? We need more than a trite, God said it, I believe it, so that settles it answer. Getting back to a point I made earlier, many people make broad sweeping assumptions about what the Bible says without ever reading it. These assumptions may come from vague childhood memories of a Sunday school class, things that they inferred from Christians they've known in the past, ideas presented in a movie somewhere, or any number of other experiences that together form their view of Christianity. But they've never really opened the Bible to read God's words for themselves. This is dangerous because without a solid biblical education, you develop a worldview based on assumptions with no real facts. It's a foundation for life built on ignorance. In such a case, it's easy to be deceived, and this deception has eternal consequences. In our modern world, it's even easier to take the broad, easy path of not bothering to find out the truth, not even caring about spiritual, eternal things. And today, even if you go to church, you can't rely on that alone for your Christian education. There are many deceivers, many compromisers, and Satan's lies have infiltrated most of modern American churches now. So the only way to discover the truth is to read and study the Bible for yourself. Don't take anyone's word for anything, and don't assume you know what the Bible says if you've never or rarely even opened one. There are many good resources available to aid your study and help strengthen your walk with the Lord, but there's no substitute for the book He wrote Himself and no other place to begin. You know, many who consider themselves spiritual will revere ancient books of wisdom of all kinds, yet despise and dismiss the most ancient of books, the most reliable of books, the most sacred and holy of books, with the most truth of any book ever written. So open God's Word. Study it. It's the history of the world. It's the future of all life, and it contains the key to the kingdom of God. In this world of deception and lies, it's the one thing we really can believe. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com, and ask for message number 440.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.